This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, Chris was going into some pretty interesting points there in our discussions with Jim Mars. You want to continue, Chris, or let Jim answer?
I was just pointing out that no matter how much you think things change, they always say the same players, same agendas, same modus operandi. It ain't broke, so they're not trying to fix it, and they think everybody's stupid enough not to notice that running drugs, to fund black projects and taking out very brave investigative journalists. I mean, talk about the CIA and running drugs and the Golden Triangle in Vietnam, and it goes all the way back to British losing the tea monopoly and saying, what are we going to do with all these ships? Well, we might as well strong-arm the Chinese and allow us to sell opium in China. I mean, it goes all the way back. It ain't broke, so they're not trying to fix it. And most of the American people in dumb, what is Stan, they don't care. They, it's like their heads are in the sand. Their pink little tushies are in the air waiting for the jackboot. And it's unfortunate that, we end up with such a knee-jerk reaction by the collective against politicians, and we end up in the situation that we're in now.
Chris, I have to contradict you here. I don't think we're talking politics here, okay? Politics is when they want to build a new highway or a new school, and then maybe the different parties and different individuals argue over how they're going to fund it. That's politics. That's normal stuff. What we're talking about is criminal activity. Okay, and I'll admit I've heard all my life, in decent company, you don't want to discuss religion or politics, which is probably a good rule of thumb unless you're really good friends. But hey, nobody ever said you can't discuss criminality.
good point of distinction there. Well, looking at Donald Trump's cabinet and his. Is probably beholden to relationships with certain kind of unsavory Russians under the scenes, and then one very visible Russian. It's very interesting. I saw a list of connections between Trump insiders with.
Come on, guys. Let's be fair and square about the whole thing. All through those presidential debates, Hillary Clinton kept asking Trump, "Well, what are your deals with Russia?" And he kept saying, "I don't have any deals with Russia." Well, nobody ever asked Hillary, "What about your deals with Russia?" Because his Secretary of State,
Jim, I'd rather not. We're going down a rabbit hole because what you're talking about is a deal that involved nine agencies, and I'd rather not get into that rabbit hole because not really getting into our conspiracy here about the JFK assassination.
Part and parcel of the same unfolding, very nasty card game.
And as far as Trump in bed with the Russians, and they're really, and let me put it this way, if the Russians were able to influence our national elections, we would not have had Barack Hussein Obama for 8 years.
All right, let's leave it there and let's get back to the other stuff because I think that gets to be more fascinating. Now, here's the thing. We can look at all the stuff about the Kennedy assassination, but is it ever going to be solved for real?
Oh, it's already solved. I've already told you what it was. It was a coup.
Yeah.
And, Gene, you're just not asking the proper question. It's already solved. If you want to read all the material that's out there, look at all the YouTubes, look at everything that's available, you'll know exactly what happened.
You're saying basically it's already published. One of these books, all the information
that
you've read,
exactly.
It's already in there. But is there any hope that this will be a generally revealed story? I mean, we go back to the late 70s when they had this select committee in Congress where they concluded that a conspiracy was involved in the death of Kennedy, but they never went anywhere with it.
That's right, because they turned it over to the Justice Department and said, you need to continue to investigate this. And the Justice Department did not In fact, all they did was go to the Academy of Sciences and handpicked a panel that then called into question their acoustical studies proving that there was a second gunman on the grassy knoll. So the question you're really trying to ask is, will there come a time when a government official of some standing will get up in front of people and at a press conference and say, okay, here's the truth about what happened at the Kennedy assassination? No, that's not going to happen, okay, because there's too many politicians who don't want to fade the heat and don't want to get up and say, okay, we misdirected you, we misled you, we lied to you, you know, for 53 years. They're just not going to do that. But when you say, well, we know the truth's out there right now for anybody who wants to take the time to stop and look at all the evidence and actually think objectively about the whole thing and not just listen to the mainstream media, which is rife with people on the CIA payroll one way or another. And they've been giving us this, you know, it's really interesting, guys. I went back and I found out that the polls taken in 1964, just a few months after the assassination, showed that the vast majority of people did not believe the single assassin theory. That was 1964. And today, now it's up around 80% or so that do not believe the single assassin theory. And yet that's the story that's still being pushed by the corporate mainstream media.
Well, the other problem is here, if it was shown that Johnson was part of the conspiracy, that would make just about anything he did illegitimate. It's a criminal. He shouldn't have been president.
Right.
How, therefore, do you backdate everything he did? And, of course, you can't.
You can't. And that's why the status quo is going to fight tooth and toenail to remain just like it is. And the history books are slowly changing their story. It used to be Lee Harvey Oswald did it, period. Now it's, well, there's some question about Lee Harvey Oswald. And in the future, maybe we'll finally get somewhere where, well, you know, he may well have not have killed anybody, just like he said he did. He said, I didn't shoot anybody. I'm just a patsy. Okay? But you're absolutely right. If this should become widely known, become public knowledge, and we all understand that there was a coup in 1963, well, then every government since then has been illegitimate. All the laws passed, all the regulations, everything else, you know, you should go by the board because it was done by an illegal government. And so they will never admit to that.
And as you say, it's not just Johnson. It's the people who work in his administration who have to be part of the conspiracy. You have to look at all the consequences, the Vietnam War, everything else. I understand the impossibility. So that's right. Where it stands. Let's move on to other subjects because I don't want to make this just about the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, but that was fun.
It was. It was. And it always is fun to talk about. But if we're looking at conspiracies, do we assume just quickly that RFK and his shooting was part of the same thing?
Of course. It was both were CIA operations. And we can see the same thing kind of beginning to mount right now. Right now, it's the Trump administration versus the CIA. They're the ones that's been putting out all this stuff. They're the ones who claim that the Russians, you know, were working with the Trump people and trying to fudge the election. And yet, there's never been any real evidence coming forward that that's the case. In fact, the person who has confessed to leaking the WikiLeaks emails was worked for the Democratic National Committee. So, you know.
Well, that is not what happened. But if you want to believe that, that's your privilege.
Listen, there is so much BS being floating around right now today that's not even funny. And you can't tell a player without a program. And I don't think anybody's got a program.
Let's go into a subject that we deal with so often here on the PowerCast, which is UFOs.
Yeah.
All right.
We still don't have anybody in the government of any standing who says, yes, okay, folks, we're not alone. I mean, they're slowly conditioning us to this, okay? If you guys will think back, and it has sounded like Gene's been around for a while. Gene, if you'll think back, when you were a kid, the government position was there was no such thing as UFOs. That they were either just misidentified aircraft or they were some sort of mass psychosis hallucination, you know.
I remember that very distinctly. Okay, well, we've got more to come here with Jim Mars. We're going to get into the UFO mystery, into the possibility of disclosure, or that's just one of those forlorn promises that never happens. Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, Jim Mars, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, of course, in the old days, UFOs were mistaken, somebody drank a little bit too much, that sort of thing. But the surveys over the years have shown a majority of people believe in UFOs and that they are extraterrestrial. Of course, here in the Paracast, we go into a lot of theories. But when you say we're kind of being acquainted with the possibility, is that due to the discovery of these exoplanets? We had seven just the other day orbiting one dwarf star. Does that say, okay, we're now going to get people comfortable with life in space? Look at all these planets we've discovered, and there are many more that may have life possibly similar to ours. Is that part of it?
Absolutely. That's just one of the latest steps in the conditioning process to condition the public to the idea that there's life outside the Earth and intelligent life. What I wanted to tell you, Gene, was as a young reporter, and I heard they were saying, well, it's just possibly a mass psychosis. And I'm thinking, wow, a heretofore undiscovered contagious mass psychosis. Now, there's a story right there. But, of course, you don't hear that anymore because with the advent of the camcorder and the iPhone, everybody's taking pictures of UFOs today. And even if you discount half of them as some sort of hoax, that still leaves the other half that's unexplained. So we now know there's really no question. There's UFOs. There's something flying around. It's not ours. Okay? And the thing is, the conditioning process has worked quite well. The national polls in the 50s showed that the vast majority of people, I'm talking 90%, maybe more, did not believe there was any kind of life outside the Earth. I know this because my Baptist parents were one of them. All right? And now today, the national polls show that quite the opposite. 85-90% or more of the people queried say, yeah, they're ready to accept the idea that there's extraterrestrial intelligent life. Now, you know, that's quite a turnaround in 50-60 years. And so that shows that the conditioning process has been working quite well. And yes, the recent discovery of these exoplanets, I think that adds to it. We also have, of course, we just keep getting these driblets of information. For example, when I was in school, we were taught the moon was just a dead world. It was just a rock. There's nothing there, no atmosphere, no magnetic field, no water. And now we know that that's simply not true. There is a magnetic field, weak, but it's there. And there is water. You've seen water drifting across the moon. There's, you know, most of what we were taught early on about space and the other planets is proven not to be true. So we're still discovering what our true universe is all about.
Right, but just having the presence of water doesn't guarantee intelligent life. It might make it easier to set up a base, though, if you have a local water stream.
I was reading a thing not long back. This is interesting. They figured the cost of building a base on the moon could be a few hundred dollars. A few hundred dollars? Because they said, look, all you got to do is get some plastic and stretch it across one of those smaller craters and then pump some oxygen in, and you've got a perfectly good living environment.
It's a bit of a stretch.
Well, no, think about it. I don't know why wouldn't that work, you know, unless it gets hit by a meteor.
Well, we have no reason to go there. According to some researchers, we've already used the potential bounty from the moon, helium-3 and other rare and important minerals. We've already collateralized that for the national debt, and we don't really own any of that material.
Well, yeah, but I can recall before we went to the moon, the idea was we were going to set up a colony there. We were going to mine the resources of the moon, and it was going to pay for the space program. And instead, we're told we went there six times 30 years ago and decided, well, there's really not much there. It costs a lot of money to go there. We're just not going to go back. To me, that makes really little or no sense. For one thing, in this world of ours that's, you know, the environment is being degraded because of the human habitation, and there's the human population is swelling in numbers. Obviously, the secret is to move into space. And so why do we stop? Maybe, for my money, I think we were warned off. I think we were told, okay, you made it to the moon, but that's it. You're not going anywhere else, not until you do away with your atomic weapons and quit acting like savages.
Right, but what about the stories that go around that we do have an alternate or black project space program, and we are over there, but obviously what we're engaged in is not made public for some reason. What about that?
Yes, I do believe in that. In fact, with the work Gary McKinnon did when he showed the officers in the command order of the space fleet, and when you look at the fact of everything going, the fact that we've got things coming and going out of Area 51 that we don't know anything about and not been announced publicly to us, yes, I think it's entirely possible that we do have operations in space right now. They're just not telling us. And I'm not real certain, I can't tell you definitively why that is. You would think that we would should be operating from a standpoint of openness and transparency. And then my best guess is the reason that they don't want to say that is because the people who actually run this country, and I'm not talking about the figureheads like the president or the Congress, I'm talking about the moneyed people who actually run this country, who control Wall Street, okay, control the giant multinational corporations. I don't think they care if we know there's alien life out there, okay? What they care about, though, is if we know for absolute certain that there's alien life and that they have technology beyond ours, then we know for certain that there's technology other than petroleum that we could be using for energy and pharmaceuticals and telecommunications. And so that might prove hazardous to their monopolies. And when you get to petroleum, when you get to magnesium, when you get to some of the basic mineral resources of this planet that we need to build our modern technological civilization, is under the control. It's under monopolistic control of a handful of people, the 1%, if you will.
Yeah, but again, the obvious question that any skeptic would immediately pose would be, how could you keep such a massive amount of infrastructure work and the amount of workers and, you know, just what would go into something like a secret space program? And how do you keep all that secret, all these thousands of people?
Well, number one, you don't. There's all kinds of whistleblowers. I myself have met a naval commander who said he had gone on a mission in space. Okay. And there's plenty of others. You get on the internet, you'll find all kinds of people. The problem is, see, they were under very compartmentalized, classified programs that you don't go around taking pictures and you don't take video of everything you're doing. So mostly it's just stories and they get written off. The key thing is that although the information's out there, you guys obviously have done your homework and you kept your eyes and ears open, your heads up. So you're at least aware of all that and you question, which is good. I mean, I totally support being skepticism, but you guys are the exception. The run-of-the-mill people out there working for a living, trying to take care of their households and stuff, they don't get to hear this because it's not on the mainstream corporate media.
We got more to come with Jim Mars about possibility of a secret space program and more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so let's continue with all these possibilities here. Now, the other thing I'm wondering here in terms of possibilities, if you funnel all this activity into private industry, it makes it a lot easier to keep a secret, doesn't it?
Right. And I think that's why they're moving in that direction right now with, for instance, SpaceX. But, you know, even the government actually can keep a secret. There were more than 30,000 people working on the Manhattan Project, which was developing the atom bomb during World War II, and nobody talked. Okay? And the public didn't know anything about the atom bomb until we dropped one on Hiroshima.
Okay, so but that was also at a time during World War II. So certainly there were more concerns about keeping information a secret. It wasn't quite what it is today when people don't trust the government. Then we believed in the government. We believed what the news media was telling us. Of course, it's kind of before my time, but that's the impression I have. So it was very different environment than, yes, than there is now.
Let me give you a good example of that. The Japanese were experimenting with what they call fuego balloons or fire balloons, and they were incendiary devices on a balloon, and they'd float them across the Pacific. The idea that they would run out of air or run out of steam, you know, somewhere in the Northwest, in Washington State, Oregon, Northern California, and when they come down, they start fires, and they start giant forest fires, you know, and it would take a lot of people to away from the war effort to go fight the fires, plus it was a demoralizing thing, you know. Okay, well, see, that was their secret weapon, and as a result, nobody in the United States knew about this except some of the military intelligence people. Well, one of them went so far as Kansas. and landed in Kansas, and one of the local reporters went out and saw where it was, and was, wow, what a story here. Japanese secret weapons being dropped over in Kansas. You know, that would have been a heck of a story in the middle of the war. Well, the FBI went to her and said, look, this is secret, and it's one of the purposes of this is to spread terror and to cause chaos. We can't tell you what to write and what not to write. That was a whole different era. Said, but we think it would be in the best interest of the public if you just not write about that just now. Being a patriotic American citizen, she said, okay. And she didn't until after the war. And then she wrote, I think, a book about it, or at least a big article. So see, that's the way it was then. There was patriotism, but a good patriotism. People who thought they were doing good for their country. Unfortunately, today, we still have the same thing. There are so many people who are doing things or not doing things because they are told to or asked to by the government in the name of national security. But they have abused that term for so long and so widely that a lot of people, and I noticed the skepticism in your voice, too, about maybe we don't need to have all this secrecy.
Well, okay, let's just look at this now. So we have the secret space program. Are we using that to communicate with ET, then?
Well, according to some of the reports, yes. Again, we don't know because they're not admitting to it. It's just like they're not even admitting that they're spraying us with aluminum oxide and barium and other heavy metals known as chemtrails. They just act like that's not happening, and yet all you have to do is look up, and you see those trails going from horizon to horizon, and they don't dissipate. They don't evaporate. They spread out, and pretty soon you got a milky white sky, and it's dumping chemicals on us that we have to breathe. And then we wonder why every other person's now using an inhaler. When I was a kid, we didn't have inhalers. We ran all over the place, I'm not sure. We had a whole gang of 10 or 15 kids, and I don't remember any of them having bronchial problems or asthma and having to suck on an inhaler. And today it's like one in every two or three kids got one.
Well, I'm one of them. I've been dealing with asthma.
Yeah, I've been diagnosed adult onset asthma and never had it before.
Right.
Until they started chemtrailing.
Right, and lithium, just to keep everybody docile.
Yeah. But if they won't even admit to something, then all you have to do is look up and see it for yourself. They're not going to tell us secret space program. There's no way the average guy, we can't go to space to find out if there's anything there or not.
Robert Bigelow can.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, I tell you what, you give me Robert Bigelow's money, and then I'll tell you what's really going on up there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
Right now, we're on the outside looking in. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people who in the past who recognized this and saw everything was coming up. I was really interested here. Recently, they have found a treatise that was written by Winston Churchill in 1939. This is before World War II started. And he was basically saying he thought that there was probably life outside the Earth and that we should be interested in extraterrestrial life. And that kind of blows me away because, we've kind of been told that nobody knew anything about this or cared about it until, 1947 and the Roswell crash and then the sighting of the UFOs over Mount Rainier and then, the flying saucer flap of the 1950s. But, and it goes on and on. Science fiction writers have been writing about this since the 30s and 40s. And one of those, one of the most prolific was, believe it or not, was L. Ron Hubbard. In fact, he wrote a book back in the early 80s called Battlefield Earth. They just reissued a new edition of that, by the way. And it's interesting because on that one, it's not like the aliens come and want to blow up the Earth like in the movie Independence Day. It's just a business deal. You've got the intergalactic bankers who loan money to the Intergalactic Mining Corporation to come and mine the mineral resources of the Earth. But they're on a contract. They have to do it within a certain period of time or the rights to the Earth are going to revert back to the bankers and they'll sell it, to the highest bidder. So they're trying to hurry up, make their deadline, and they're having problems with these pesky humans. So they have to go to the planet Cyclos and get these big aliens to come down here and try to act as a security force so they can hurry up and get the contract done. And
now, one of the things I remember about this film is that John Travolta played one of these giants. yeah, and the most yeah. ridiculous makeup I've ever seen.
Well, the film is on many people's worst of all time movies.
And I remember that one, and I'll vouch for that too. Because, but I'll tell you the problem there was because, see, I'd read the book long before the movie came out. The book is great. The movie, not so. And come on, guys, you've seen it before. Where if you'll read a book and then you see, oh, they're going to make a movie, and you go see the movie, you go, boy, there's nothing like the book.
Yeah, yeah.
They well, did not do that right. But the point is that Hubbard was very forward-looking, and he saw you know, maybe we should be – he was writing about the Voyager. The Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 were launched in 1977, and both of them are now out past our solar system. So they're already out in the interstellar space. And he said we should be careful because we might not like – you know, if we go out there and tell everybody, here we are and here's how you get to Earth, we might not like who shows up.
That's Stephen what Stephen Hawking's been wanting.
Yeah, he recently reiterated that. And there may be something to that. Hey, you guys think about this. On Voyager 2, they have a golden disc, and it's got recordings from the Earth, probably some sounds and animal cries and stuff, but also music. And of course,
Chuck Berry, Johnny B. Good.
Oh, yeah, Chuck Berry with Johnny B. Good. Can you imagine what those aliens are thinking out there?
Well, you mentioned – hold on. Before we get past L. Ron Hubbard, one of the things that I've been most – you know, I've done a little bit of research on the man. He's quite an enigmatic character. And one of the things that really intrigued me, number one, is his background in the Office of Naval Intelligence. And then number two, his weird friendship with none other than Jack Parsons and his dabbling in the occult. I think he was in the OTO, Ordo Templi Orientis, of course, made famous by Aleister Crowley. And, of course, Parsons was higher up in the L.A. chapter of the OTO. And the Babylon working that they did out in the Mojave Desert over a 2 or 3 month period in 1946, that some people may have opened up a portal that started the modern age of UFOs. Have you done any research into his cult?
We have Jim Mars with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have some questions from listeners we'll ask later, but Chris asked a question of our guest, Jim Mars, that now, Sarah, we can have you answer. Go ahead, please.
Oh, well, yeah. Of course, I was aware of L. Ron Hubbard because I read a lot of his stuff. He's writing Western novels and spy novels and, intrigue novels all the way back into the 30s. But I particularly liked his science fiction. Mission to Earth is another multi-volume thing, which is just really a hoot. And it's done from the standpoint of the alien who comes to the Earth and then falls into the grips of the CIA and the FBI and the mafia and everybody else. And you're right, Hubbard was pretty enigmatic, but he was also just a very world traveler and was what I consider myself. He was a generalist. He knew a lot about a little about a lot of things, and he was putting it all together. So, like I said, he had some really good insights into what was really going on, and he chose to try to share that through his fiction. But before we get away, I got to mention that when I was a kid and there was no TV, we'd listen to radio. And I would lay in bed at night and had the radio on in my bedroom, and I'd listen to Gangbusters and Amos and Andy and The Shadow and all of these radio dramas. And they had people who would read the script, and then they had sound effects. You know, if there was shooting, you'd hear the shooting and doors slamming and on like that. But it was all on radio. It was all audio. And so you'd lay there and you would picture it all in your mind. And it was really an exciting and interesting interactive experience because they'd tell you the story and you could picture it in your own head. And I'm just afraid that a lot of young people today have missed out on that experience because with TV movies, there it is. It's just right there in front of you. When the monster comes along, you don't have to wonder about what he looks like. There he is, you know. And I think they're missing something there, and it keeps your brain active. And so the reason I bring this up is because they now have a audio book of Battlefield Earth that is just amazing. It, number one, it's 47 and a half hours long. And it's got 68 voice character actors doing all the voices. I mean, today you can get books on tape, of course, or books on disc or whatever. But what you get is an actor reading the book to you. This one, they act it out, and they've got all the different voices. They got 150 sound effects. They got a whole musical score that was written just for this audio book. In fact, Audiophile magazine has named it the best audio book of 2016 here a few months ago. And I just want to mention that because I would really recommend that you get that. If you're a truck driver or you're going to be on a long trip or you get stuck in lots of traffic every day, this would be a wonderful opportunity to revisit the days when you listen to the story and could build the whole thing up in your own mind.
Well, I think more and more people are going with the whole audiobook concept because, you know, we're stuck in traffic so much. A lot of people actually listen to this show while they're on their way to work or going on trips or, you know, stuck in L.A. traffic, for instance. You know, people spend a significant portion of their lives behind the wheel of the car, and what better way to pass the time than be entertained?
Exactly. By the way, we continue to be among the top 7 streams at GCN Live. And these are people who will be streaming stuff to their cars, in addition, of course, to being able to download the show from iTunes and other places. Just saying.
Well, yeah, and today, with the ability to tape everything, or I say tape, that's old tech, record everything, that's why when people say, well, I don't have time, I can't learn about that, and I turn up my lip at that because, hey, today, with the ability to record and play things back, yes, we're all pressed for time, but like you guys mentioned, a long commute or vacation time or just quit watching some of those insipid TV sitcoms or whatever and start listening to programs like yours and others where you can actually learn something and figure out what's really going on so you can act as an informed and active participating citizen.
Well, people, I think, by and large, you know, they used to say the average attention span is 8 seconds. Well, I think it's 0.8 seconds now. Boy, I tell you, if somebody, you know, one of the kids is waiting, you know, clicks on something like a video or something, and it doesn't immediately show up, they're already on to the next thing.
Yeah. You know?
Well, so we're seeing a real dumbing down of the population, number one. Number two, we're seeing a homogenization of information. Yeah. We're also seeing what appears to be, I think, a really insidious program of dumbing people down and we're going back into slogans and jingoism and people just knee-jerk responses to people, places, and situations that are totally programmed for them. And so mass groups of people are being manipulated effortlessly in this, you know, super high-tech media-soaked age. And, you know, your point's well taken, Jim. We need more people doing the research. We need more people, you know, motivated enough to find out for themselves, find good sources of information and really go with them. And unfortunately, you know, shows like this are dying on the vine, you know, because people, they don't have the attention spans anymore. They literally don't.
It's true. And the only place I would differ with some folks on that issue is that I contend that didn't just happen by accident. There's been a conscious program laid on us to dumb us down and to keep us from thinking for ourselves. You know, the people who are trying to run the world, they don't really want us thinking and figuring out what's really going on because we might accidentally get together and say, hey, we don't want this. And actually, it's happening anyway because I really believe, guys, that there is kind of a consciousness raising that's taking place on the world today. And I think two of the best examples is the Brexit, okay, where the British leaders and the media over there and everybody said, oh, we don't want to get out of the European Union. Oh, no, this is good for international trade. This is good for the international corporations. But the public said, no, we want out. We're tired of supporting Greece and Italy and these other countries that can't make their budget work, and so they're getting our money. Germany's saying the same thing. And then we saw it right here with this past election.
Right, with the election of Trump, with total repudiation of politics and politicians. Exactly. It was a knee-jerk reaction, which unfortunately is going to come back and bite us big time. But it is an indication that there's a rumbling in the American pubic, as I like to refer to them.
Let's go back to this, Jim. I want to go back to the gradual revelation about the possibility of life in space. Now, do the powers that be even want that?
No, that's what I said earlier. That's the whole problem right there. If they wanted it, we'd already have it. They, in fact, you know, the big question, I kept waiting for you to ask this, is, you know, are we ever going to have disclosure? You know, are we ever going to know? And again, it's back to the same thing that I talked about in regards to the Kennedy assassination. If the real question you're asking is, will a government official get up and say, okay, here's the real story? No, that ain't going to happen because a politician is going to want to fade the heat of getting up and saying, okay, we lied to you for 70 years.
Yeah, right.
Truth.
Okay. Believe us now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I used to tell a story here on the PowerCast with the previous president, but I think it would apply to all of them. If they brought on stage E.T. or in the White House front lawn and said, okay, here's the truth. We're being visited by beings from another planet, and here is Orthon from one of the star beings of Zeta Reticuli. We wouldn't believe them.
Nanu. Exactly. But, well, see, here's the thing. You go all the way back. You go back to the late 40s, early 50s, and that was like 10 years after the 1938 War of the Worlds broadcast by Orson Welles, which panicked a lot of people around the country because it was on radio. They didn't catch the first of the program where they said, this is Halloween, and we're pulling a gag, and, you know, we're going to act like this is a real invasion. They missed that part. They just tuned in later and heard all these phony fall news reports saying, oh, the cylinders have landed in New Jersey and these things are coming out and they're burning everybody and they're eating people and destroying the cities. Well, no wonder people panicked, okay?
You know, I wanted to ask you about that because obviously that happened before you and I were born. I had read some stories saying that the impact was highly exaggerated over what it really was. There was some panic, but nowhere near as much. It was
my parents distinctly remember people freaking out.
Yeah, that depends on who you want to listen to and what statistics you use. No, I think in the whole total context of the total population of the United States, it was kind of a drop in the bucket. It wasn't as bad as we saw. It didn't panic the whole country, but it panicked people up in the Northeast where it was taking place, and they had not heard the caveat, so they thought maybe this was real.
We have Jim Mars with Gene and Chris in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive PowerCast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the PowerCast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a PowerCast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.thepowercast.com, store.thepowercast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the PowerCast. You go to store.thepowercast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com.